Job. Chapter 5. Call now, if there be any that will answer you, and to which of the holy ones will you turn? For wrath kills the foolish man, and envy slays the simple one. I have seen the foolish taking root, but suddenly I cursed his habitation. His children are far from safety, and they are crushed in the gate, neither is there any to deliver them. Whose harvest the hungry eats up, and takes it even out of the thorns, and the robber swallows up their wealth. For affliction comes not forth from the dust, neither does trouble spring out of the ground. Yet man is born unto trouble, as the sparks fly upward. I would seek unto God, and unto God would I commit my cause, who does great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number, who gives rain upon the earth, and sends waters upon the fields, to set up on high those that are low, that those who mourn may be lifted to safety. He frustrates the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their plans. He takes the wise in their own craftiness, and the counsel of the cunning is quickly ended. They meet with darkness in the daytime, and grope in the noonday as in the night. But he saves the poor from the sword, from their mouth, and from the hand of the mighty. So the poor has hope, and injustice shuts her mouth. Behold, happy is the man whom God corrects, therefore despise not the chastening of the Almighty. For he bruises, and binds up, he wounds, and his hands make whole. He shall deliver you in 6 troubles, yea, in 7 there shall no evil touch you. In famine he shall redeem you from death, and in war from the power of the sword. You shall be hid from the scourge of the tongue, neither shall you be afraid of destruction when it comes. At destruction and famine you shall laugh, neither shall you be afraid of the beasts of the earth. For you shall be in covenant with the stones of the field, and the beasts of the field shall be at peace with you. And you shall know that your tabernacle shall be in peace, and you shall visit your habitation, and shall find nothing amiss. You shall know also that your descendants shall be many, and your offspring as the grass of the earth. You shall come to your grave in a full age, like a shock of grain comes in its season. Lo this, we have searched it out, so it is, hear it, and know you it for your good.